Patrick Corrigan is the Northern Ireland Programme Director for Amnesty International. Morning to you, Patrick.
Morning, Stephen.
It's just such a concerning case, this, and I get it that it's complicated legally, and I also get it that the PSNI are now, you know, they're reviewing things, they're going over the evidence again, and that's what a police force has got to do. First of all, Patrick, your reaction to what's happened on this programme this morning. The victim, Mr. Billy Brown, is now challenging his perpetrator to voluntarily come home to Northern Ireland. No extradition, come home and face the music, are the exact words that his victim has said.
Bottom line is Mr. Clark should indeed be facing investigation and possible prosecution back here in Northern Ireland, where he is a self-confessed serial child abuser. Whether he is willing to do that voluntarily or whether it requires extradition is one matter. Given that he has said that he's willing to confess his sins, as he would put it, and to face the music, then he should do that. Although I heard in the interview that Kevin McGee conducted with him, he also talked about being allowed to sort of live out the life that he had built for himself and to enjoy it in his remaining years. So whether or not he is willing to act voluntarily, return to Northern Ireland and go into a PSNI station for further interview remains to be seen. The PSNI, meanwhile, should not be waiting for that to happen. They should be putting together a file that enables them to request his extradition. There is that extradition treaty with Canada. There should not be an issue here because, as you have recorded, he has actually confessed to these crimes himself. There should be no particular evidential block there. It should be a reasonably straightforward matter. So he should be back in a PSNI station. He should be being interviewed with a view to prosecution. There is no statute of limitations for crimes of this gravity in Northern Ireland. And the fact that these crimes were committed decades ago should be no bar to him now facing the law.
I'm just struggling to hear you, Patrick. Maybe you can bring the phone up to your mouth a little bit more. There are dangerous messages being sent out here, potentially, of confusion about will perpetrators always be followed, always be prosecuted, no matter how much time has passed?
Well, there should be no mixed messages, and I think that the events of the 1980s when the DPP chose not to pursue the prosecution in the first instance based on the initial confession to the RUC at the time, and then when there was the further confession to the RUC, the RUC decided not to bring that further file to the attention of the DPP. So on both counts, the authorities let Mr. Clark, let Billy Brown and the other victims down, and did let this self-confessed serial child abuser get off scot-free. And he has been able to go and live a new happy life in Canada, while victims such as Mr. Brown have had to live with the consequences of how they were abused as children. So that was the 1980s, and I think there need to be some serious questions answered, both by the PSNI in terms of what happened back in the 80s, and the Public Prosecution Service for what the DPP did back in the 1980s. And I understand that there are reviews going on within both organisations, although I should note that it may actually require an independent review of this, and perhaps Mr. Brown, the victim, would consider making a complaint to the Police Ombudsman's Office to see if they can review this as an historic failing by the police in Northern Ireland back in the 1980s, rather have the PSNI conduct their own sort of in-house review of this matter.
Yeah, things have moved on, Patrick, just finally, insofar as, you know, the BBC's Kevin McGee has been out to speak to Clark. And from that interview, there is clearly a man there who is asking to get on with his life, but may have still access to children, and we don't know what he is or isn't doing with that access to children. Are you surprised that the PSNI have not been in contact with their colleagues in Canada, the Royal Canadian Police, simply to update them?
Well, I'm utterly shocked that the RUC at the time did not update the Canadian police back in the 1980s when there was the confessions both in 85 and 86, both in the police station and then subsequently by letter by Mr. Clark, that even though there was no prosecution and obviously therefore no conviction in Northern Ireland, you had a confession made by the abuser himself, and that should have been brought to the attention of the police and the other authorities in Canada so they could ensure proper child protection measures were in place and that he did not have access where further inappropriate activity, criminal activity could take place. In terms of the here and now, of course, the Canadian police need to be updated on this new confession that has been made to Kevin McGee.
So why are the police not doing it? It's a phone call. Why are they not doing it?
I seriously do not know. And again, that's a question that the PSNI must answer today. But they need to be putting in place now the processes to not only notify the Canadian police of the situation, but processes to ensure that it's not simply a BBC reporter, however a distinguished one like Kevin McGee, but it's actually a PSNI officer in company with the Royal Canadian Mounted Police going and paying a visit to Mr. Clark's door for interview and seeking perhaps his return to Northern Ireland, whether voluntarily or via extradition. There can be no escape from the law. Sadly, most child abusers in Northern Ireland, as the HIA inquiry amply demonstrated, most of those child abusers got off scot-free. Most of the victims suffered the consequences for the decades that followed. The abusers got off without consequence.
Patrick, thank you very much indeed. Thank you, sir.